And we are going to recess as the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors and convene as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District. Do we have any public comment in the room?
No blue cards over here.
Okay. None online? Any online?
None online.
See nothing. Okay. Item 9B, discussion, direction, and possible action regarding emergency repair and replacement. Lake Siskiyou General Store, the office roof request, blah, blah, blah. Jessica Skillen, come on.
Good morning, Jessica Skillen. I'm Deputy Director of General Services. Sorry, tongue tied this morning. I'm kind of cold, too. Repairs are going good. So the day after the last board meeting, we had Amanda Kimball and her facility team go out, and they removed all the walls of the office inside. We did find mold that was in there. The day after that, we had a mold abatement company come out. They sprayed the inside. They sprayed the attic to make sure that the store was safe for people to come in ahead of the busy weekend. And we have had, so that's for the inside. All the materials are being ordered, and the inside office is going to be fixed by our own facility team, so we can pay them and not an outside company. And for the roof itself, we've gotten 3 bids, and we are ready to move forward. I'm going to be working on a public works contract probably by the end of the week, and we'll get them scheduled. So the roof will, let's pray no rain, it will not leak, but they plan B is to put a tarp. There's an actual hole in the roof that the water is coming inside the building, so we are going to put a tarp on that this week to make sure that no weather gets to, and we don't want the mold abatement to be in vain, so. Working on that, so we're going to be fixed up soon. Safe for everybody. And I think we vote on extending it one more time, hopefully. The recommended motion.
So moved. Second.
Okay. Calls for a vote.
All right. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Hupp?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Copsa?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Thank you. Great morning.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to item C, minute approval for May 20th.
I've received no corrections for those.
Move to approve.
Second.
Righty. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Or Director Valenzuela? Director Howe?
Aye.
Director Harris?
Aye.
Director Cobbs?
Aye.
And Director Ogren?
Aye. We will adjourn as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District and reconvene as the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors. And minute approval for May 20th, 2025.
And no corrections for those either?
Move to approve.
Pick.
Yeah.
Thank you.
True.
Cups up and help. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Copsa?
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren?
Aye. Thank you. Moving on to item 11. We have a few public hearings today. Item A, Community Development Planning Division. Resolution adopting a local hazard mitigation plan. Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
So, presentation on the local hazard mitigation plan.
And that we're opening the hearing, correct?
We're going to open the hearing.
Thank you.
Hello and good morning. My name is James Phelps. I'm a senior planner with the County of Siskiyou. Today's topic is the local hazard mitigation plan. The Siskiyou County Planning Commission is recommending that the Board of Supervisors adopt the local hazard mitigation plan and incorporate the local hazard mitigation plan into the general plan safety element. This recommendation has no downsides. Adoption of the local hazard mitigation plan will allow the county to be eligible for federal mitigation funding from the federal government. Incorporation of the local hazard mitigation plan into the safety element will allow the county to be eligible for state funding during a disaster recovery. On the other hand, if you don't approve or adopt or incorporate the local hazard mitigation plan, we will not be eligible for that funding. The project is exempt from CEQA, and staff agrees with the recommendation of the Planning Commission.
Okay. Presentation of correspondence.
There's no correspondence at the clerk's level.
Okay. Okay, presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff or other county departments or public agencies. Hearing none. Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Hearing none. Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Hearing none. Public comments? Hearing none.
Not online.
Rebuttal by proponents. Hearing none. Rebuttal by opponents. Any online?
None online.
We will close the hearing. Discussion by members of the board?
So I'm glad that this is finally coming through. There's a grant that we're through Cal OES emergency for home hardening down in South County. Significant money. So I fully support this.
Great. Any other comments? How about a motion?
I'll make the recommended motion.
Second.
Call for vote.
Right. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Howe?
Yes.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Supervisor Oakley?
Aye. Thank you, Mr. Phelps.
Thank you.
Moving on to 11B. Community development. Bernadette.
Good morning. Bernadette Sisson, associate planner. So this morning we have first the Bennett Zone Change Project. This project is located on 640 acres south and west of the city of Wairika. It's currently zoned rural, residential, agricultural, and non-prime agricultural with 40-acre minimums. The applicant is proposing to rezone the subject property to TPZ. In order to align the zoning with the current, historic, and planned future uses of the property for timber production. Because the property is currently encumbered by Williams Nut contract and within an ag preserve, the Board of Supervisors must consider this issue. The applicant has proposed that the contract be canceled upon rezoning to TPZ in lieu of a 9-year non-renewal period that is pursuant to California Government Code Section 512.82.5. It should be noted that the property is currently under a multi-owner contract. Should this request to rezone TPZ with the Williams Nut contract cancellation, the property remaining under the existing contract would remain subject to the terms and conditions of that contract. The project was initially considered by the Planning Commission, where it recommended that the Board of Supervisors adopt the CEQA exemption for the project and approve the proposed rezone. No public comments have been received, and a recommended motion has been provided to you on the agenda worksheet. Thank you.
Thank you. Presentation of correspondence.
The clerk's office has received none either.
A presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff or other county departments or public agencies. Hearing none. Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Any online?
None online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence.
None online.
Online. Public comments.
None online.
Rebuttal by proponents. Rebuttal by opponents. Now this one we're going to keep open, correct?
Correct. If we could continue the public hearing, do you want to continue to the 17th or to July 1st?
Whatever is...
We have budget hearing on the 17th, correct. Right? That's the only public hearing so far. So 17 is okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And we'll need a motion to continue.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All right, vote.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
And Supervisor Oakley?
Aye. Moving on to item C.
Again, Bernadette Sisson, associate planner. This project is for Dan and Becky Chase. They recently purchased property that is only a portion of existing Williams Nut contracts. Pursuant to the county guidelines, they have applied for Williams Nut contract amendment, which proposes to rescind their property from the existing contracts and create a contract consisting solely of property under their ownership. The project site is located south of the community of Grenada. They intend to continue the commercial ag use of livestock grazing. During the review of the project, it was found that 19 parcels ranging in size from 2 acres to 32.6 acres are substandard in size. Staff informed the applicant and discussed the option of boundary line adjustments to either merge these parcels with the adjacent parcels or adjust boundaries, resulting in all parcels being over 40 acres in size. The applicant explored this option and has decided to leave the substandard parcels as they are and move forward with their original proposal. To streamline any projects which could affect the proposed resultant contract, staff recommends creating an ag reserve and issuing a single contract for all of the subject property. Once that contract is recorded, address the 19 substandard parcels by issuing a notice of non-renewal, which total approximately 297 acres. Staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317, open space easements or contracts. Adopt the resolutions amending the existing ag reserve to remove the subject property, rescind the property from the existing contract, create an individual ag reserve and corresponding contract consisting of the entire 4,312.47 acres. And lastly, that resolution which directs staff to issue a notice of non-renewal for the 19 substandard parcels. Thank you.
Thank you. Presentation of correspondence.
The clerk's office, we send out our public hearing notification letters, and we had two returned as undeliverable, one to Arnold Cattell, and the other is USA Public Domain. I believe that's either state or federal property, and both of those notification letters came back. No other correspondence beside that.
Thank you. Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Proponents, arguments, and or evidence?
None online.
Proponents, oh, I just did that. Opponents, arguments, and or evidence?
None online.
Public comments? In the room, any online?
None online.
Rebuttal by proponents? I'm guessing
none
the
online.
Same. Rebuttal by opponents? None online. And this time we will close the hearing.
Correct.
Any discussion by members of the board?
Through the chair.
Yes.
So is there anything that we've talked about more recently in the Williamson Act that would affect this project?
No. So we still, as far as recent discussion, there has not been recent discussion to adjust the minimum parcel size or soils requirements or anything like that. So the substandard parcel is the only issue. They do have ag use on all of the property. It's literally down to just the size of the parcels.
And the proponent is okay with this?
They explored the option of boundary line adjustments. They're costly,
yes,
is what
I
they
know.
Came back with. And they were unable to determine if the cost that they would be putting into a boundary line adjustment would eventually be offset by the tax reduction that they would receive. Say they didn't see the return on investment on that. They do, however, did indicate pursuing other avenues such as conservation easements and things like that in addition to the Williamson Act, which would help with the loss.
But the loss is over 10 years. It's 10% a year over 10 years, right? Is that how
it's
those...
incremental, yeah.
Incremental.
Yeah, over the 10 years. But again, the number of acres that are remaining under contract are over 4,000 acres.
Yeah, I understand.
I understand. Yeah.
I just know there's been complications, not just with this project, but in this... all-encompassing one, and you could be, because so many little parcels are in some of these contracts, I know that it's complicated, and the boundary line adjustments have been really costly.
We have looked into other subdivision map act does allow a parcel merger process that's a little bit less cumbersome than a boundary line adjustment project, but that is wouldn't apply to these because they're ag properties,
yeah.
And it clearly states that we can't do that for those.
Mm-hmm.
So we have looked into many different avenues, and we are not finding anything really smaller
parcels other than to adjust the boundaries to make them qualify.
So if there were changes in the Williamson Act, what we allow future, could it come back to a project like this or another project that might be in route or not?
Yeah, so if the Chases, if we did make any changes to the Williamson Act guidelines, they would still be open to utilizing that path if there were one opened up. That's why I recommend putting all of the property, even the non-renewal properties that were under one contract. So when we come back to manage or make any changes, it's all together for us to work with.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I'll make the recommended motion.
Second.
All right, call for vote, Randy.
All righty. Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay.
Supervisor Howe.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopset.
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren.
Aye. And 11D.
Bernadette Sisson, Associate Planner. So the county received a boundary line adjustment application which proposes to transfer about 0.57 acres from a parcel within Ag Preserve and encumbered by Williamson Act contract to a parcel that is not. The project is proposed to address the issue of accessory structures being on or very near the property boundary. The boundary line adjustment will result in the residence and accessory structures being on a single parcel which is not within Williamson Act and farmed land on the parcel which is within Williamson Act. In order to accomplish the boundary line adjustment, staff would recommend first rescind the proposed property from the existing Williamson Act contract and amend the existing agricultural preserve to remove the subject property. Create a new Ag Preserve and Williamson Act contract which reflect the proposed configuration of the resultant parcel. Staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317, open space easements and contracts, and adopt the resolution approving the rescission of the applicant's property and re-entry of the new Williamson Act contract. Thank you.
Thank you. Presentation of correspondence, which correspondence? Blah, blah, blah.
Yes, the clerk's office did receive one of our public hearing notification letters back as undeliverable, and this was to the California State Fish and Game.
Thank you. Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Proponents, arguments, and or evidence.
None online.
None online. Opponents, arguments, and or evidence.
None online.
Public comment.
None online.
Thank you. Rebuttal by proponents.
None online.
Rebuttal by opponents?
No.
This is getting really fun. We are going to close this hearing. Discussion by members of the board. Hearing none. And we need to entertain a motion.
Make the recommended motion.
Second.
Thank you. Call for vote.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay.
Supervisor Howe.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopset.
Aye.
And Supervisor Oakley.
Aye. Last one, item E.
All right. So again, Bernadette Sisson, Associate Planner. West and Pam Truax have recently purchased 925.4 acres of land, 40 acres of which is only a portion of an existing Williamson Act contract. Pursuant to the county guidelines, they applied for a Williamson Act contract amendment, which proposes to rescind their property from the existing Williamson Act contracts and create a contract consisting solely of property under their ownership. The project site is located east of the community of McDowell, north of Red Rock Road. They intend to continue the commercial use of livestock grazing with hay production. The 40-acre parcel is currently under non-renewal. This parcel was issued a notice of non-renewal by the county as it was under a multi-owner contract, which several of the property owners were not in compliance with the contract. The approval of the Truax request will bring this 40-acre parcel out of non-renewal and into the newly issued contract. Staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317. Adopt resolutions amending the existing Ag Preserve to remove the subject property, rescind the property from the existing contract, and create an individual Ag Preserve and corresponding contract. Thank you.
Presentation of correspondence.
No correspondence at the clerk's level.
Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Hearing none. Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Online. Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Public comment?
None online.
Rebuttal by proponents?
None online.
Rebuttal by opponents?
None online.
We're going to close this hearing. Discussion by members of the board? Hearing none. Entertain a motion.
Make the recommended motion.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Okay. Call for vote.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Okay.
Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseth?
Aye.
And Supervisor Oakley?
Aye. With that.
Can I just make a quick comment here?
Absolutely.
I want to thank Ms. Sisson for bringing all these things. I just had an offline discussion. She's got 5 more years of dealing with past contracts and stuff. So I'm grateful that we've been finally moving down a path where when I first got on this board, I wish we would have started it then. So thank you, Bernadette.
Okay, we are down to item 12, board and staff reports.
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Start to my left.
On the 22nd, I attended the Sissy Patriots meeting. The 24th, I attended the Mushroom Festival in McLeod. The 25th, I was at the Memorial Day ceremony at the Sculpture Garden, Supervisor Kopseth. And on the 30th, I attended a DARE graduation in Doris.
Supervisor Kopseth?
So on, let's see what else here, nothing. On the 25th, I attended the memorial service at the Sculpture Garden on Highway 89. Interestingly enough, the attendance is down. I don't know. I think it's generational, but that used to be pretty well packed. And it's a great event that they put on. And if you haven't been out there, get out there because they're starting to fill in the backside of the where they put the names. Because there's like, I don't know, 6 sides to that thing, I think, as you go around. So people do put their, you know, members of their family or people that they know on that wall. And so anyway, you should get out there on Memorial Day or Veterans Day because they do provide a good service. I also chaired First 5 Commission on the 28th. And on the 30th, I did the opening for the Bill and Nancy Hoy celebration concert in Lake Chestina.
At Hoy Park?
At Hoy Park, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it was a very hot day for it.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure. Back on the 22nd, I was down in Chico for a NORTEC quarterly meeting. We are going through a process of looking for a new executive director who's ending his term there. On the 28th, I was down in Sacramento for a CMSP meeting. A lot of interesting developments on that, County Medical Services Plan, I think. I'm not sure what the acronym stands for. County Medical something. Too many acronyms you remember. Anyways, federal funding, state funding, I mean, everything's in play as it would be. Yesterday, I attended a quarterly chamber meeting down in Dunsmuir. I'll tell you that I appreciate maybe we can reach out to our County Economic Development. I think this is something they need to be participants in, not just Dunsmuir Chamber, but all chamber events. Just a friendly reminder for that, and that's good.
Supervisor Howe?
On the 21st, I participated in a conference call along with Supervisor Ogren, the State Fire Marshal, and the fire map. And the only other thing I have is kind of draw attention to, I sent a note to Council and Angela this morning that the 7 counties litigation went through the Supreme Court, which is a admonishment of how NGO groups have profited off of NEPA and how they've stopped projects over the year, and it admonished the lower courts for aiding and facilitating that. It's basically a reset of the law by the Supreme Court, which should help all of us in neighboring communities doing fields work and other work on public lands and expedite those processes going forward. That's all I'm
going to do. On May 20th, I went to the Montague Town Hall. Sheriff was there, a lot of people were there, Supervisor Harris was there. It was a nice conversation, well attended. The 21st, I attended an Oracal RC&D meeting. Also on the 21st, it was a busy day, Siskiyou LRA Fire Hazard Severity Map meeting. That was the 21st, wasn't it? Yeah, Greg Rowe, Fire Marshal. Also, I-5 Siskiyou Wildlife Crossing meeting with Oracal, and a public meeting regarding Klamath Shasta Trinity prescribed fire project at the Forest Service. The 22nd, wildfire treatment outcome study at the Forest Service. Eric Knapp did a presentation with a bunch of other really fancy, smart Forest Service fire scientists. It was a pretty interesting time. Also a criminal justice meeting at the courthouse on the 22nd. On the 27th, I attended a Collier Interpretive Center meeting in the evening. On the 28th, I attended and spoke at the Siskiyou Village Grand Opening. That's where we have the 15 pallet shelters for the unhoused. That was a great event. And on the 31st, I attended the Fairchild Medical Center groundbreaking for their new emergency center, and also the Wairika Firemen's fundraiser dinner. And on the 2nd, Ray and I attended the McKinney Fire Restoration. Oh, Ray did not.
No.
I did. I attended the McKinney Fire Restoration meeting of the Forest Service.
Two other things I did. Yesterday I met with the Ag Commissioner on a plethora of ag issues in the county in Scott Valley. And also, because I was not at the McKinney meeting, I was on a video conference with Congressman LaMalta's DC office, prepping them for upcoming meetings with the governor and with the State Water Quality Control Board on the water curtailments in the county.
One more thing through the chair.
Yep.
And it's more for our CAO. Can we have either a dialogue or maybe it's a policy with regard to these grant fundings that come through for housing projects? We kind of get caught by the seat of our pants on these. You know, this last one was going on for 10 years, but yet the details don't come until the last minute, and then you don't want to kill the project. So is there some way that we can set a foundation of what the county wants to, I guess, support, so we're not, you know, stuck in, we got to do it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are we going back into closed?
There's no other comments. We will go back into closed.